At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. With the election right around the corner, the campaign is heating up.
Donald Trump has become more confused, more unstable, and more angry. You see it every day. He has become increasingly unhinged.
Kamala Harris at a rally in Atlanta. In the meantime, Donald Trump says the Harris campaign has gone badly since she replaced Joe Biden on the ticket.
We had a debate. He didn't do particularly well. I wouldn't say it was the greatest. It was not Winston Churchill. Do we agree? The late, great Winston Churchill, who was a great debater, this was not. But he didn't do well, but he went down. And they should have let him. I mean, get 14 million votes. She got no votes. And now she's imploding worse than him.
Also at srnnews.com in Pakistan, at least 10 officers have been killed after militants stormed their outpost.
Several police sources, speaking on condition of anonymity, were the first to confirm the overnight attack. They said that a large group of militants stormed the police outpost, killing members of the Frontier Constabulary Security Force. The Pakistani Taliban, known as the TTP, claimed that they have carried out the attack, saying it was retaliation for the killing of a senior leader who was killed by the Pakistani military in an operation on Thursday. Pakistan has seen an increase in militancy in both the northwest of the country by the Pakistani Taliban and in the south by separatist groups.
That is BBC correspondent Caroline Davies reporting. Some hurricane-impacted households in North Carolina and Florida receiving one-time direct cash payments up to $1,500 today. The nonprofit Give Directly, using artificial intelligence to find low-income households in badly damaged areas for folks who need the help. This is SRN News. A National Football League Hall of Famer has a message for voters in Florida.
Tony Dungy, who coached the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is urging residents to reject a ballot initiative that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. In a video released on X, Dungy says, quote, "The bottom line is, if Amendment 4 passes, there would be no time limit allowing for late-term abortions when science says that the baby can feel pain. The measure will require 60% of voters to approve it, and the latest polls indicate it's going to be very close." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
GOP Governor Ron DeSantis doing all he can to convince Floridians to reject a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. He says if abortion is added to the constitution, quote, "that is forever. You really have zero chance of changing it." Florida ballot measure is one of 10 similar ones all across the United States. This is SRN News. A court in Uganda has sentenced a former rebel commander to 40 years in prison for a variety of crimes, including murder and torture.
Thomas Kweyelo is the first LRA commander to be convicted in Uganda. So that is a huge, very significant development in the country where this group, the Lord's Resistance Army, terrorized people across northern Uganda and in neighboring countries for decades. His conviction will come as a big relief for his victims. A separate case will be heard by the court for reparations of his victims. However, his lawyers told the court that they intend to appeal every conviction.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz have held wide-ranging discussions. Two leaders hope to boost strategic ties between the two nations. More details at srnnews.com.